Before we turn to our scriptures for this day, let us turn to God in prayer. Open us to your healing presence and your healing word, for you are with us now and forever. Amen. Our New Testament lesson today comes from Luke's Gospel, the fifth chapter. You can follow along on page 62 of the New Testament section of our Pew Bibles. I will be reading the story of Jesus' call to his first disciples, beginning with verse 1. While Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, and the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This morning we are continuing our sermon series for the summer, reflecting on the theme of gifts that we receive and share being church together. I'm really excited that Debbie and I will be sharing more personal stories and reflecting on our lives in the church. And it is our prayer that through these reflections, we grow deeper in appreciation and connection to the church and to one another. Let us listen now for the word of God from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. It's found on page 672 of the Old Testament section of your Pew Bible. I'll be reading from verses 1 through 7. Let us listen now to the word of God. "But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, 'Give them up,' and to the south, 'Do not withhold.' Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You all laugh every time I say I love Name Tag Sunday, and I don't really get what's funny. I do. I love to learn your names. I have worn out the binding of both the old and the new picture directory, trying my hardest to learn hundreds of new names. And Laura Neely, a mutual friend of both of us, charged you all on the day of my ordination to keep introducing yourselves for a year, and you still have some time on that. Sharing your name and Name Tag Sundays are an act of hospitality for guests and others who, like me, are still learning. There are a lot of you. You see, I really love name tags. I've collected my name tags for years on the visor of my car, and it's become kind of a reminder of some really important moments in my life. I've got, this was in high school when I taught sandlot baseball. A kid made that for me. It's when I went to help my mom clean out her classroom at the end of the year a couple years ago. This is when I presented a philosophy paper at a conference. This was the last time I went to see my grandfather in hospice. It's kind of a scrapbook of sorts. But on the passenger visor is a collection of friends that have journeyed with me. And they kind of layer along. I've got friends from camp, friends from when I interned at a church, my step-grandmother, my college professor. All these people have ridden in my car, and that car drove a long way. The car is gone, but I kept the visors. I find them comforting, remembering that I have traveled a long way, but I have not traveled alone. Of my seriously massive collection of name tags, not just the sticker kind, I have two favorites. This one is my first official Disney name tag that the Mouse himself presented to me on my first day as a cast member in 2010. I was so excited every day that I got to put this name tag on because people could ask me things. They could say, "Can I really meet Buzz and Woody?" And they say, "Yeah." Or, "What time is the 3 o'clock parade?" 3 o'clock. But this name tag also empowered me to make magic happen, and I love it. The other name tag I received when I was 13. My parents had divorced, and my mom and I resettled in Florida, and together we found a church home at Riverside Presbyterian. I was in eighth grade, prime social awkward stage, if you remember that. I needed church family in a real way, and it happened. When we joined that church, I got this name tag, and I wore it every Sunday, insistent that I would catch up and get to know people, because I wanted them to know my name, too. I was called on the phone by my deacon, Bob, who said, "Courtney, come have the fellowship dinner with me on Wednesday night." My youth minister, Michelle, called me up and says, "Courtney, get on the bus and go to Montreat this summer." The community missions chair, Roger, said, "Courtney, come lead sandlot baseball with me." When my family was changing so much and I longed for stability, God opened the arms wide of this church family that had always been there for me in new ways. A family that knew my name and called on me to serve. Church is a place where we are known, where it's easier to remember that we are those loved and claimed by God. It's much more difficult to remember out there, but we try. Names are one of the few things that everyone has in common. Every person has a name. It's part of being human. In February, on the confirmation class's service weekend to the Raleigh Youth Mission, our leader encouraged us at the soup kitchen that morning to ask people their names and to introduce ourselves as a way of closing the gap between stranger and friend. There's something transformative about knowing the name of our neighbors and hearing our own name called that increases compassion and concern. Like Debbie, I have always known life in the church. This community has always been family to me wherever I have found myself. It was a gift to grow up at Myers Park Presbyterian Church in Charlotte. My mom tells the story of when I was a toddler, one of the few times that I allowed myself to be left in the nursery. I loved worship even then. She went to pick me up and she heard a volunteer call my name, Courtney. And in that moment, she knew that I was known by someone outside of the family, that I was part of this larger family of faith and that I belonged. Our names can reveal a lot about us. When I was born, my parents gave me the family middle name, Elise, which my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother all share. It was my father's idea to name me Courtney. Courtney was my mother's best friend in college, and the stories of their friendship were some of my favorites. Courtney and Elise, an identity founded in friendship. That was my parents' wish for me, to be a great and loyal friend. This was the Christian name that I received at baptism, and I love it. But not all of us love our names. Some of us have a lot of trouble with names and the identity that comes with it, and we don't get to choose our names for ourselves. I had a lot of 1.5 and second generation Korean classmates in seminary who talked a lot about this confused sense of identity between the cultures. My adopted friends have struggled between their birth family and their adopted family identities. And then there are my friends who chose to hyphenate their names when they got married last month, the Benz Whittingtons. Now that's a mouthful, and really everyone at the wedding had an opinion on that, so think long and hard. But names matter because they mean something. Being the unknown, new person is hard. We have all experienced this in some way. Everyone seems to know each other at the dinner table. Or starting a new school, where do you even begin to think about sitting for lunch? Walking into a new church, oh my goodness, I cannot imagine. If I didn't have to sit up front, I'm pretty sure I'd be in the back pew. Being new, not yet known, can make me really anxious. How about you? At the root of it is this very basic human desire, this very deep longing that we all have to be noticed and chosen and loved. This longing is heightened even more when we are lonely or afraid or excluded or in trouble. The people of Israel that we read about in our scripture this morning are those fearful, excluded people. They're not yet known. They're afraid because they're in deep trouble. They're in exile. The temple is destroyed, the Jewish leaders are held captive, the attempts at autonomy are squashed by the Babylonians. These people are devastated. To make matters even worse, Isaiah says that the people's disobedience to God is the reason for their exile. Because they sinned over and over, because they worshiped other gods, they're in exile. Isaiah makes it clear that they deserve this exile as punishment for all the times they refused to listen and obey God. All the times they looked and didn't see, heard but didn't understand. Things are not looking good. And then come the astonishing words from the Lord we heard today. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. I am with you. It seems to be one of God's favorite things. God is with Adam and Eve in the garden. God dwells with people as they journey through the wilderness. God sends a son, Emmanuel, which literally means God with us, to be born a human. Jesus' last words to the disciples are, "Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." God sends the Spirit in the rush of a mighty wind to be with the apostles after Jesus ascends to heaven. And in this passage from Isaiah, God says to these frightened, distant, seemingly unknown people, "Do not be afraid. I am with you. I have called you by name. You are mine." What a great text to read on a morning when we celebrate the baptism of one of our brothers and welcome these new members into our family. To witness and support them as they choose to become members of this church. To continue searching for God in their lives. To seek to join the work God is doing in the world. But even as we celebrate the choices they have made today, Isaiah reminds us that God's choice is first and foremost. God has already searched and found us. God says, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are precious to me. I am with you. And isn't that what each and every one of us wants? To be known, named, chosen. Over and over and over again, God chooses us. Over and over again, God signals to us that we are known. We are loved. As a community, as a covenant people, we signal that chosenness to love one another. Here in this place, we are called by name to receive that mark of water at baptism, to claim those promises for ourselves at confirmation, send and receive invitations to serve in mission and education and birthday cards. We are not a community of strangers. Highland is not about that. We don't slip in and out of worship on Sundays or run through the dinner line at Fling, grab a plate, and leave. No, we're here. We're here to open ourselves up to God's call and to be known to one another. In all of these things, you are making come to life what God has already said and done. I am with you. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. You are mine. You know, it's pretty incredible. It's amazing that God has searched us and found us and still called us God's own. It's unbelievable, really, kind of unrealistic. And yet it's true. Because that's who God is. God created us, led us out of slavery, became human to be with us, died for us, rose for us, sends a spirit to inspire us. God remains us even when the waters roar and fires threaten to consume us. I have called you by name, and you are mine. Let us live in such a way that honors that love that God has for us all, recognizing that we are all children of the covenant. We belong to God. Amen.